Well, good morning, everyone. It's a cold, cold, blustery, snowy day in Pineville, Missouri this morning. It's about 1 degree below zero here. A little further north of here, it's about 9 degrees below zero. So it is very, very cold. And I'm looking forward to a couple weeks down the road. The older I get, the more I dislike cold weather. Chilly to the bone, I'll tell you. But we've been working through reading this book, Poems for Edification. And we've gotten about halfway through it, so I thought this morning I would read a little bit more in the book. This one is entitled, Before I Die. Before I die, I'd like to say thank you to my friends for all you've done. Share my burdens and fellowship with me and God's dear Son. Thank you for putting up with all my faults. Thank you for loving me at the times when I was unloving. Thank you for forgiving me when it was not an easy thing to do. Thank you for giving to me when I was not giving to you. Thank you for praying for me when I was down. Thank you for giving me your smile when I deserved your frown. Thank you for showing me Christ in you, the hope of glory, and sharing his wonderful story. Thank you for letting me say goodbye before I go to glory. I love you all. Well, the next one is entitled, Sometimes I Wonder. Sometimes I wonder what will happen when I'm gone to my beloved friends and family on this wicked earth. I know that God is ruling and reigning in heaven right now, and he won't stop protecting my family when I'm home with him beyond the clouds. But I still can't help but wonder what, when I am dead and gone, how my beloved friends and family will carry on. I'm glad to know our Savior is in total control, and whether I'm in earth or heaven, he still runs the show. Next one is entitled, Behold the Man. Behold the man, that's what they said, while my Savior suffered and bled. Indescribable anguish and pain, bearing my sins, so eternal life I would gain, knowing that for his people he was suffering and would die. But still in all this agony and pain too, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What marvelous love was shown to us while he was on the tree, taking all our sins, suffering, misery, giving us salvation, purchasing our liberty. Well, I'm going to drink a hot apple juice here. Put some cinnamon in it this morning. It's pretty good. Apple juice with cinnamon. O sacred head now wounded. O sacred head now wounded with the crown of thorns. The mockery and ridicule, he heard all their scorns. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross, they cried. But my Savior laid his head on his shoulder, saying, It is finished, and then died. To save this wretched sinner, to purchase in my stead, to suffer the wrath of his Father when I deserved it instead. Thank you, Lord, for taking all this grief and pain and giving me salvation. All glory to the Lamb. The next one is entitled, Christ and His Father. Christ said, If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What a declaration is this! the baby in swaddling clothes, born in a manger, to the Pharisees could not have said anything stranger. Blasphemy, they cried, you deserve to die. Christ didn't at all deserve it, but he did it for I. Okay, the next one is entitled Predestination Unto Adoption. Predestinate unto adoption, what a marvelous act. On the part of God Almighty, it was an eternal pact between the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son adopting me in their family before I was even born. Well, I'll read a couple more this morning. Faith and belief. I'm glad I don't have to trust in my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief. But to trust in the faith of Christ, dear Son, given to me by the three in one. Oh, my friend, that brings comfort beyond description. That's part and parcel of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of his Son, his faith never fails the victory he has won. His faith never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. Well, the last one I'm going to read is a serpent, a subtle beast. Serpent or snake is a subtle beast that God placed in the Garden of Eden. He's as subtle today and his looks are deceiving. He comes as an angel of light seeking whom he may devour, but Christ defeated him in his finest hour. The work on the cross of Christ my Savior gave ultimate protection from this subtle beast's power and conveyed to his people Christ's loving favor. Well, stay warm this day, February the 15th. Try to stay warm. I know I'm bundled up. And may the good Lord be with you this week in a special way and protect.